We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Adam is here for Ask Adam Anything. Text and phone calls 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. What is this noise I'm hearing?
It's me agreeing with you. Me ready for action today.
Dan, when you heard that, did that sound a little creepy to you? Or what?
No, I just sounded, like he was engaged.
Bruce Hagevig used to do that warming up. Before his new
Woody. Oh, he had a whole warm-up routine.
Yeah. Then it asks
we
you
have
to
not
give him a little,
to Bruce.
Give him a little soup. Give me a little soup.
A little soup. Yep. I remember that. One of the nicest individuals on planet Earth. We checked in with Bruce, what would you say, maybe 3 years ago or so?
Oh, it's probably been longer than that.
Longer than that? Should we reach out to Bruce Hagevig? I mean, you guys had a big fist fight his last day.
The Ortonville Flash. About.
Yes.
He need me right in the nether regions and haven't spoken since.
Nether regions. It's an interesting phrase that people use. You ready? You know Diana's first. Let's just go to Diana. Diana, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Hello. How are you guys?
Oh, great, Diana.
That's good. Great. I have one comment. One thing I'd like to see from the Biden administration is that they all tell the truth. That's my big thing.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I want no more lies.
Novel concept. Yep.
And my question for Adam is, who are you picking to be in the Super Bowl? Which two teams?
I'm going with the Packers and the Bills. Packers, Bills. And I'm hoping that the Packers win. And I can't believe that just came out of my mouth. But let's just say I got a little... Got a little steam on the green and gold.
It's cash, Diana. We got a little bet going, so that's what he wants. He wants to beat me and take my money in the bowl. That's what he wants.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm looking for the Buffalo Bills and the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
I'm hoping the Bills win.
Thanks, Diana. We talked about this briefly yesterday. The most appetizing Super Bowl for the American public. It's Brady for sure, okay? Even though the Bills is a great story, but it's still Tom bleepin' Brady, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is the better story Brady continuing the rivalry with Mahomes? Because we've seen this now. And by the way, it's Brady at home, his new home, Tampa. Is it Brady against Mahomes, the best quarterback on the planet, or is it Brady against the guy who has kind of been his rival, but they haven't played that much?
In a team he's owned for, 20 years. I think it's the Chiefs.
It's the Chiefs?
Yeah.
I'm conflicted on that one. I'm not certain on that one in particular, which is the better way to go. Cook, what do you think is the most appetizing?
I think you guys have got it. It's Brady and Mahomes. I mean, you want to see the greatest quarterback probably of all time against the greatest quarterback of this generation. I mean, I don't see how you go a different route than that.
Not A-Rod, though. We're done with the discount double check bowl doesn't do anything for you, Carter?
No, I mean it's a classic matchup too, Packers Chiefs.
Yep.
Was that the first Super Bowl? Who was in the first Super Bowl?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Adam, Why are people such racist jerks? Wow.
I wish I had an answer to that.
The ratio of people who are cruel is baffling to me. Adam, when you're eating Chinese food, is it with a fork or chopsticks?
Usually I'm a chopstick guy. But over the last couple months, just that we're eating it in a household where there aren't any chopsticks, and I always fail to get the cheap ones you can get. But yeah, I prefer using chopsticks.
Are you fairly deft with the chopsticks?
I'm not bad. You know, there's something about just having the carton, the white carton and the chopsticks eaten out of it. There's something very comforting about that.
In your pecking order of food that you like, how high on the list is Chinese food? And obviously there's an endless variety.
Like classic Chinese takeout it's up there. It, extra MSG too, baby. I mean, give it to me. The salt, it's not good for you. But man, is it good.
Mainline it, just right in there. Adam, does anyone tell you look like Ted Lasso?
Yes.
Yes, we haven't talked about that in a while, right?
Jason Sudeikis is one that I would get frequently.
I finished Ted Lasso.
Great show.
Over the weekend. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah. It was so hyped that I'm thinking, how on earth can it be this good? Because I remember the bit that they did to NBC Sports when he was the... And I even in the previews, they used the same joke. So I'm like, how can this possibly... But it was very good. Very touching.
Really good.
Yes.
Yes. Dan, did you try Ted Lasso? Do you have it as an option? Do you have the Apple option?
I do not have the Apple option, so I have not seen it, no.
Have you thought about just knocking on neighbors at the apartment and asking if you could just
come over and watch?
Sit on the floor. Dan, is that reasonable request? I mean, you live in the same building. Can you? Let's turn this into Ask Dan Anything. Can you knock on the door and say, do you have Apple? Thank you. I'm just going to sit on the floor. I won't bother you.
I just got to binge this one show.
Yeah, and then what would you bring? Would you bring popcorn? Would you share? What would you do?
I mean, I could do that. I mean, you can do anything. I mean, you can try anything once, right? I won't be doing that. There's zero chance. I'm trying to think of the number of times. I mean, I've been living in the same apartment building a long time, over a decade, well over a decade.
Mm.
And the number of times I've knocked on a neighbor's door, you can count on one hand. And the last time I did it actually was just a few weeks ago because somebody had left their keys sitting in their mailbox down in the lobby.
Oh, not good.
And the mailbox has the, apartment number on it. So I thought, okay, well, they probably don't want that. So I went and took the keys and brought them up to their apartment, and they were very thankful. But that's, no, I'm not going to do that.
Very interesting. Yeah. Jim is mobile. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, so you can forget about Brady for one thing. I mean, it's America's team, the Packers, that will be in the Super Bowl. But that aside, Adam, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
How did you become such an athletic disappointment considering your lineage?
Wow. God. That's a good question. You sound like somebody might know something about that. Let me just say this.
Your grandfather was in the McAllister Hall of Fame. Your uncle, albeit with flaws, was in the University of Minnesota Hall of Fame. And here you are. You get kicked out of a couple of schools.
Kicked out of a couple of schools.
Well, I mean, Jim.
Chad, can you back me up?
100%. I mean, Jim, I had no athletic lineage in me. So there, I have an excuse. This guy.
You got taught by Rod Carew. What the hell is your excuse?
Well, but then he was traded. I mean, if he wasn't traded, I might be in the Hall of Fame right now. This man helped raise you. Outside of his delusional comments about the Packers, you should have at least excelled. All Big Ten honorable mention. Bottom line, why were you such an athletic failure?
I don't know. Jim Wacker, that's my answer to that. He passed me over. Did you say you're in the University of Minnesota Hall of Fame, huh?
Well, I think it's pretty well known. I'm disappointed that you, you're not.
Well,
you don't promote it.
How are you, Jim? We haven't talked in a while.
Well, things have been pretty hectic around the world, Chad. You guys have a lot better things to talk about than my disagreements with the University of Minnesota. But I've been good. I miss you guys. I do get to listen to you once in a while, and all my friends, well, there aren't many. I've got three or four friends left in Minnesota listen to you guys all the time. I hear bits and pieces, so glad you're still plugging away.
Thanks, man.
Funny how he didn't, you know, in the athletic lineage, funny he didn't mention my dad.
Well, I didn't want to be hurtful to my brother, your dad. I mean, he wasn't blessed with the size and speed, nor the intelligence that some of his siblings got.
This is a better feature than rip at him from an employee. Rip at him from a family member is even better. How confident are you your former club will win Sunday and win 2 weeks from Sunday?
Not confident at all, if truth be told. But I'm not a great fan, but I will be watching this and cheering on the green and gold. It's going to be quite a matchup. I agree with everybody. But I think Adam would agree with me. Aaron Rodgers may come out as the greatest of all time after this game instead of Brady.
I don't know about that.
I would say in my lifetime that until I've watched Mahomes the last couple of years, Jim, I thought Rodgers at his best was better than anybody. But then the comeback would be that Brady's got six.
Six rings.
Right? I mean, so.
Yep.
Right. That's that perpetual debate. Jim, great to chat with you. Let's get caught up another time.
You too, fellas. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jim.
That's Adam's uncle, Jim Carter, checking in.
Was that who that More was? Of a, I didn't even know
I
that.
I think so. I've got my spidey sense told me that. Ask Adam Anything continues when we return. I mean, the texters can be cruel, Adam. And Adam was also dropped from a senior league D hockey team.
Well, it wasn't D league. I mean, let's be honest with you. But, no, yes, that's sad but true.
If President Biden asked you, Adam, to be the press secretary, would you take it?
Oh, like temporarily I would do it, like for 2 weeks just to see what it was like. But I don't know. That would be a tough gig.
It's a thankless job.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
so
maybe the
through
first
so
couple,
many of them.
Yeah, maybe the first couple weeks of this administration would be easier just as a contrast.
I'd come out on Thursday. Wednesday's inauguration was the highest attended inauguration ever.
Ever! Did you see the nugget from a couple places that Trump, among the areas where he's taking joy, is that Joe Biden will not have a crowd? He's still obsessed with crowds. He just can't make it up. Chad is calling in. Chad, go ahead. You're on CCO.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks.
I got a question for you, Adam.
Okay.
I recently drove home from Nashville and decided to exceed the speed limit a little bit. And I thought I made it home scot-free, but lo and behold, 3 weeks later, I get a letter in the mail from the city of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, with a ticket inside, catching me going 72 and a 55. Is that going to go in my Minnesota record?
Hmm.
I would think so.
And philosophically, what do you think about those type of tickets?
I think it sucks.
I think so, too. I'm with Dan. It does suck. If I'm speeding, pull me over.
Right?
But, yeah, that would go on your Minnesota record, wouldn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Sorry about that, Chad.
Thanks,
not good. Adam, have you been hunting or fishing outside of the Midwest?
I've been fishing outside of the Midwest, of course, several ocean excursions.
Okay.
I fish in Canada plenty of times. I guess that's outside the Midwest, right?
Yeah.
Hunting? No, I've never done any hunting outside of the Midwest.
Do you have a particular place that you would really like to go?
Hunting or fishing?
Yes. Either one.
I'd love to do an elk hunt. That would be thrilling, I think, in the mountains. Fishing, there are a lot of places I'd love to go fishing. Plenty out there.
Adam, personal question. Do you take meds from Big Lou?
Big Lou. I love Big Lou. I do take meds. They're not from Big Lou, though.
Mmm. Interesting. How many girls hit on Adam while he worked at Patrick's in St. Pete?
The old DJ booth was a quiet, quiet place. No, nobody, zero.
Hey, Adam, with Biden's new Green Deal, a horse might be the only approved transportation.
I love it. Bring it on.
Yeah, let's go. Bring the cowboy hat back on. With shorts. Again, you're just, you're unwilling to.
If you're riding a horse, you don't want to be wearing short pants.
No, that's true. That is true. When I tweeted out yesterday that I was engaged in manual labor, moving furniture around at the house, and I labeled it the biggest upset of the year, maybe the biggest upset of the decade, what was your reaction?
Just that.
Some was heavy, too, by the way.
Well, duh. I mean, furniture's heavy. Hot take. You didn't.
Moving heavy furniture, though, is a pretty shocking revelation.
It's shocking, but then I get visions in my head filled with you complaining, and then, you know, you're whip one liner. You know me, Mr. Muscles, but get out of here. Get out of here with that. Hire
just
someone.
Shut up and get
just
the job
hire
done,
someone so we don't have to hear that.
What about these work slippers? What work sleepers are you wearing?
I bought a pair of. I was wanting to do this for a while because I've got regular boots, but I also have some like boot shoes that I wear when it's snow is falling,
mm-hmm.
or if it's muddy or yucky. And I figure, you know, they're very heavy, and you know they're kind of uncomfortable, and you don't want to drop that stuff all around. So I bought a pair of slippers keep it here at work.
Mm. Are they like Flintstone slippers?
No, I took
SpongeBob?
A picture. I'll tweet it out here. They're just regular.
Nice.
They look like deer skin. They've got fur lining. And...
Was it from the deer you killed this past winter? The savage
please,
that you are?
Harvested a deer. No, it's not from that. It's not from that animal.
Dan, why don't we take one of the recorded calls? You can always leave a voicemail at 612-370-0696. Here's an example.
Hey, this is Carlo LaManna. Adam, did you know my ma?
Carlo LaManna? Did I get that right?
That's what it sounded like to me.
I don't think I knew his mom.
Oh, that's Dan. Did you notice that was not a denial?
No, that's a very.
It was very vague. It was very
carefully
Trumpian
worded
right
denial.
There.
Non-denial, denial.
I don't think so, Adam. The plot.
You know, there are a lot of people back then. I just don't. I don't remember.
Very interesting. It's possible we have a big family reveal that's coming up that you want to share with us.
I don't think so. I don't think I'd be the one revealing it. It might be somebody else, but...
Dan, once again...
Yeah, that's still leaving a lot of room there, isn't
that's
it?
That's very gray. Should we get Maury Povich to come on the show?
That was a lie. You
does
are
still,
the father.
Does he still do that?
Oh, yes. It's made him a very, very rich man.
By all accounts, a very likable guy, too.
And is he really?
Yeah.
Is he still Mr. Connie Chung?
Yes, I believe so. And his father, Shirley Povich, a legendary journalist in the D.C. area. We're done. Another outstanding Ask Adam Anything.
Work slippers picture is up.
Nice, the slippers. Check it out. At AC830.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.